You're listening to Charlie and Frank from the Free Money Podcast on the Rock Paper Podcast. Kick it!
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Hanging out with two of my favorite local comics, Charlie Winfrey and Frankie Chubb.
Hello.
You know, guys, I read online today that it was National Best Friend Day, and then you two show up wearing the same shirt.
That was not planned either. Yeah.
No.
He showed up wearing that shirt, and I said, well, I'm not going to change.
and I didn't have another shirt.
And he says, I'm not going to change. So we drew a big line down my apartment. One side is mine, and one side is his. So he gets to use the bathroom, which is on my side. But I also get to use the fridge, which is on his side, because I own the apartment, and he doesn't really have a side.
It's true.
So basically, we put a line in my apartment.
Yeah.
For no reason.
And the carpet is ruined.
And we did it for our new podcast, Free Money.
It's called Free Money.
If you listen to the podcast, you can't tell we drew a line in the apartment, because it's something you hear,
right?
Yeah, not something you watch.
Sure.
Right.
So we wasted a lot of money on the visual effects budget of the first service, because we're learning this as we go.
$3,000 yeah. down the toilet. Yeah.
And that was the best three... That was the hardest earned $3,000 I ever had.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell you what I did to get that money, but I will tell you I'll do it again for
that. It rhymes with suck dick. I mean, it is. It sucked dick.
No, it's not. I didn't suck a dick. I sucked a lot of dicks.
Yeah.
One guy pay you $3,000 to say, and first of all, who are you to judge me?
I'm not.
He just didn't want you to blow him because he could tell you don't know your way.
I paid you $3,000 to blow me, Frank. I'm not above it, you know?
But then I pay you $3,000 to blow me. So really, it's like, you know, we just sucking each other's back. Dicks, you know?
Yeah,
on best friend day, wearing the same shirt.
We are best friends.
Well, that's our next podcast. It's called Best Friends.
It's called Best Friends Suck Each Other's Dick.
It's where we take an illegal amount of ecstasy and we
find out. Let me find out.
Noises. Just sloppy noises. And nobody will listen, but.
But yeah, it's called Free Money, and we recorded the first one earlier, and we're going to do another one later.
Tonight. Because we're on a roll. The first one went really well.
That's a pretty good day there, man.
I was excited about it. It started off really slow, but then he stopped talking. And I was like, man, we're really onto something here.
Yeah.
It's like,
he really loves it whenever he talks the whole time.
I do. He doesn't know this because it's like he's...
Well, no, it's okay because I have what they call timing. So Frank is like, can fill the time, and then I come in with the laughs. And it's a good strategy.
And you'd hear
it's like everything that we do. Frank fills up the space, literally. And then I make it funny.
You would, but you see, his microphone, and don't listen to this.
Okay.
His microphone is a paper towel tube with a tampon crudely taped to it, and it says microphone misspelled on it because I'm not the most literate guy I know.
You talking about my nice mic?
It's a very nice mic.
You talking about my nice microphone in the bedroom?
It's a very nice microphone. He is this stupid in real life. He is this dumb. He doesn't have a job because they interview him and they think it's a joke.
Yeah.
Every time he gets interviewed at a job, people look around for the hidden cameras.
They're like, what are your strengths? And I'm like, I don't know. You tell me, Chief. For the listeners, I flexed.
Muscles. That's what you put on the application. What are your strengths? Muscles. What are your weaknesses? Poison.
Knives.
What do you see yourself in 5 years? 31.
Beating somebody up. Punching nerds.
Yeah, I'm surprised those sleeves didn't just fly right off. Man,
they might. They were closed.
It's a new shirt. Just give it time.
It's a nice fabric.
Just give it time.
It's made out of the same material that the Hulk's shorts are made out of. It flexes.
I thought of that that Mitch Hedberg line there with that. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Celebrating the 10th anniversary?
Are you asking me that question? Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. It's super fun.
So when do you... I was going to ask you guys, because I've known you guys a long time, but...
It's been a while.
By proxy, I've known you a long, long time.
Yeah, I was gonna like. I was gonna say like. So our dads have known each other forever.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah, that was
nigh on forever.
Yeah. my dad was like, "Hey, you ever see Charlie down there at the Funny Bone?" You know, this is when you were first getting started over there. And I hadn't seen you yet, and then finally started seeing you around a lot down there, and. And I was going to ask. He's like, when all of that started, I can't even remember. Like,
I did stand up for the first time 6 years ago, and then been at the club for four.
Yeah. What about you, Frank?
Well, that's when it all started going downhill for the club.
Yeah.
if you got a sliding scale of there, you can see his success. Goes up when theirs doesn't. Mm-hmm. There's a whole shade of grass.
Well, I'm a male succubus. I'm not sure that the term is, but I thrive on ceiling energy.
Our podcast had a 42-inch touchscreen graph that you can only hear. And it's entirely silent because it was the more expensive
one. That was the $3,000.
But if I could show you the graph, we'll get it on the Twitter.
Frank started, I think, around the same time.
I started 5 years ago, and then I had a brief retirement period because I had all that fat movie money I got from...
Nothing.
From a movie I did.
Yeah.
Called...
Guy Bang 16. It was a hit.
It
blew 15 out of the
water. It would have made more money, but unfortunately it was leaked on the streets, and as you know, if something leaked on the streets...
And somebody slipped on it, and...
60% of the box...
It was leaking all over the place.
But no, Chuck and I started doing comedy together before we were friends, you know, because I used to wear
my Tedberg glasses.
That's not true. I had a beanie.
He had a beanie, and
I always had a beanie. I was the asshole who always had a beanie.
He had a beanie and a fish shirt, and I wore Mitch Hedberg glasses all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
they were Hunter S. Thompson glasses, but it was like the Mitch Hedberg thing.
I have a picture of us outside of the Gaslight Theater in maybe 2008 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even friends. I don't even know him. But we were just taking pictures because we're all so proud of ourselves for being comedians. And we're doing open mics. And it's like, oh, God, what am I going to do with my first $36,000 paycheck from the sitcom? I don't know.
Right.
And we all took a picture outside. And then years later, we would become friends, unfortunately.
Yeah. And it's been the worst.
But the only reason we are friends is because we live by each other. We both like fish. And
Getting stoned. And we're both pretty funny.
I've borrowed a lot of money from him
that
I'm not paying back.
Never.
And I've got to keep up the facade because I still think I can go further in the hole before I ditch town.
I believe that his strategy is that he keeps me so stoned that I don't ever remember that he owes me money.
It is. It's like a Bill Cosby thing, but I'm not sexing him.
He's not.
I am, but it has nothing to do with the drugs.
That's kind of a more of like.
It's more like a money rob thing.
More like I like walk into his room and ask him. Kind of a deal. You know what I mean?
And you know, I had my robe on. Already, I used to wear a robe a lot back then.
Yeah, sure.
And you're always closest to naked when you're wearing a robe, is what Grandpa used to say.
You're always closest to
naked when you got a robe on.
He'd say that all the time. He'd say that like at dinner.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even wear a robe.
Sure.
Yeah. I've never seen my grandpa with clothes on at a Thanksgiving or a Christmas. Or like a Wednesday or a...
Any day, really.
Yeah, that's another reason we're friends. We both found out over a late night meal is that
we have the same grandpa.
Yeah, we're the same naked guy. We found out on a Tinder or something. We're going, yeah, what the fuck? You got the naked grandpa too? He goes, that's me, I'm your cousin. And then it made the whole sex life awful.
Yeah.
But it's been tolerable
ever since.
Sex always has its ups and downs, you know, for about 15
minutes.
Yeah,
it's ins and outs.
Alright, I think we got it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's when I started.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we started right around the same time. And we started doing stuff together, videos and stuff. Like, when would we do our first Brooklyn Guys video? Was that 2011?
I think so.
Yep. We started making videos with Charlie's brother. But here's the problem with our particular fame. Like, we're both pretty famous. We both got pretty good names.
I know. I had to pull some strings to get you guys booked here, so...
I know, dude. Right.
This string's attached to my car, because it's a toy, actually.
He had to pull the... wind it up and pull the string down the street. But the problem is, we got, and I mean this sincerely, we've got so much talent.
Right.
That we don't have any room for ambition.
Yeah.
When the good Lord was proportioning brain strength, he said, I'm going to give you all the talent in the world and good looks.
But no willpower. But
no willpower and no ability to make a plan and see it through. Yeah. So our, if you looked at our IMDBs, it would say one project in 2011, one in 2014, and we'd have one that says
coming
pre-production
up.
2017. But if we could just like mash those together, we could get noticed. But we don't have a body of work big enough because mm-hmm. We are fans of leisure.
He's
so we
awesome.
Take a lot of vacations for our hard work, which is not really hard work or work at all.
The reason that it comes out funny, though, is because Frank is a perfectionist. Well, if I was in control, if there was just two of me, I'd have a ton of videos, but none of them would
they
be...
They wouldn't be good.
They'd be silly
that
as fucking
nonsense. That is very
nonsense.
True. That is very true. Charlie could have a YouTube channel where he puts a new video up every day of him just going,
yeah, YouTube! I'm on the internet!
I would love it!
Welcome! It'd be the funniest thing ever.
You guys like video games?
Frank,
we'll see you tomorrow!
Frank
that would be your
yeah.
whole life.
Yeah.
But then I am educated. I went to Juilliard.
He didn't do any of that and he's not
I
educated.
Learned,
he sold drugs at Mizzou instead of going to class. He's not educated. Don't worry about it.
Okay, well, yeah.
He's just bossy, and I'm easily bossed.
That's not true. I didn't go to Mizzou. I lived by Mizzou.
Lived by Mizzou, yeah.
They didn't let me in again. But I did live on campus, and I did act like I went to class.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not. I got all the benefits of college
without
any of the benefits of college. And by that, I mean learning. But I got to host a comedy show. Free drinks, and it was one of the best.
One of the best things about comedy is free drinks.
That actually, yeah, they don't talk about that a lot. They say, "Oh, it's a rough life," but if you find a gig for free drinks, you can die happy
yeah.
in that room.
Sure,
if you don't have
That's
to
a,
leave.
A lot of people think that being a comic sucks. It's because those people suck.
That's true.
You'd be willing to just have a good time and rip loose and be like, "Yeah, maybe I don't have any money, but fuck, these cocktails never end, baby." You know what I mean? Who gives a shit? Sleep in the car if I can get up and do it again.
It's yeah, and alcohol is a good thing.
Living. L-I-V-I-N.
If you just want to be happy all the time, that's for our other podcast, Eternal Happiness, is we say drink every day.
Drink constantly.
Start drinking early in the morning.
And don't listen
feel,
to anybody's judgments.
And you feel good. You're like, oh, I can take on the world. And you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
you're
oh,
stumble.
You know, oh, I'm sober now and I've ruined my life. Get drunk again.
Right.
And you're back on the ball.
Bingo. Sure.
And that's our other podcast called Happy
It's
Happy
called Back
every
on
day.
The Ball.
Yeah.
With Frank and Chaz.
Yes.
I go by Chaz on that one.
And then the third podcast is Getting Right with God because you've destroyed your life with alcohol from our last podcast and you are in the gutter.
All our podcasts
and
kind of serve each other.
We got to get right with God too because we practice what we preach and now we're going to preach what we practice.
That's true.
And that is the practice of the Holy Lord. But this is, you know how Marvel did the, what was it, the 5-year plan?
No, it's more like a 10-year plan.
We're doing a 15-year plan because we're doing bigger than them.
Mm-hmm.
About
we're
the 15 different
Marvel.
Stages, we're doing 15 different podcasts that all lead into the next one.
God
one's going to be good.
We got an offer on the table from Disney, $5.7 billion, I think.
Yeah. To just stop doing podcasts.
But we don't know if we're going to take it.
I don't think we're going to take it because I told Charlie years ago before we got in this game, I said, yeah, fame, yeah, drugs, money,
right. Yes.
Prostitutes,
yes.
Sex,
yes.
Yes. Moist women,
yes.
Easy access to drugs, nightclubs,
yes.
Champagne,
yes.
Cavati,
yes.
Champagne,
yes.
Caviar.
Yes, hookers.
Exclusive parties,
hookers.
Underground
yes.
Sex dungeons,
yes.
Getting away with murder, cocaine,
yes.
Heroin.
Killing people, yes.
Needle drugs. I said,
yes.
That's all going to happen,
yes.
But
yes.
We got to keep a level head.
Right.
And I said, my, because you got to put a price on your soul before
mm-hmm.
you play games with the devils. And I say, my
true.
Outnumber,
mm-hmm.
my outnumber, when I get my number, I'm out, is just $500 million, $500 million. Once I get that, I'm done with the game.
Seems reasonable.
Well, I figure that's enough money to do the stuff I just said.
You need
right.
to,
sure.
You're going to need to put a pivot in this road because he's going to talk about this for at least an hour if you let him just keep going.
Yeah, it's true. But that's your job. Now go ahead. Tell them what you're doing with the $5,000 you're getting out of this.
I want $5,000.
It's outnumbers $5,000.
To eat a bunch of sandwiches, have to buy some good vodka, you know, maybe some cranberry juice. I'm thinking about buying a nacho maker.
I was gonna say it's a lot of Taco Bell combos, man.
I'm gonna buy a nacho maker. I'm gonna invent a nacho maker and then buy it for myself. That's gonna be self-serving. Yeah. But that's all I want in life. You know what I mean?
That's more money right back in your pocket, man. You did.
Right.
He's gonna buy everyone he makes.
That's like
just keep the money in a circle. It keeps going. Well,
your economy is self-sustaining.
That's like Jay-Z's got economy. Jay-Z's got that champagne or whatever, right? Something.
And he drinks all of it.
You just keep putting money right back in.
Mm-hmm. What is back in the till?
Free champagne.
Yeah,
that's where it's at.
My God,
that's the next podcast.
You guys are the next moguls.
We're the next Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I will settle though for. Like, I'd like all that to happen, and it probably will. But if it doesn't, what I'm going to settle for is I'm going to get a decent little house in Florida and start a small brothel against the law. Because I've always wanted to be at
Just get some
Hoff.
Cameras, and then it's not a brothel, it's a porno studio.
That's fine. I just want to be Dennis Hoff when I grow up, if I'm not famous. The fat, bald guy who runs the bunny ranch.
Right.
I'd settle for his life. Because he's a sleazebag.
He is cool.
He's not someone that should be looked up to.
Yes.
And
he is cool.
He probably has just under $500 million.
Yeah.
Which is another thing for me. That is my number.
On a side note, that movie San Andreas with The Rock, fucking dope. I just want to throw that out.
Yeah.
It's really, really awesome. It's a fucking, man, it's a spectacle, dude. There's fucking boats crashing into shit and fucking tidal waves. It is dope as fuck. I love it. It's no Mad Max Fury Road, which is probably one of the dopest movies I ever saw.
That movie's incredible. Yeah,
dude. It's a goddamn... It's like he's coming in your face for 2 hours. It's great. Did you see my Twitter review? I said, Mad Max is a Colt 45 loaded with an infinite clip, an orgasm bullet shooting you in the face for 2 hours, leaving you caked in hot, sticky action. Fucking, that's a review.
Yeah.
I'd see whatever movie that was. If that was for Pitch Perfect, I'd watch Pitch Perfect.
I'm pretty sure that was the review. So
for Pitch Perfect,
yeah, you could just copy and paste that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Charlie, you think every movie's caked in jizz?
Well, when I'm done with them, they are.
It's like a hot load in your face, man. It's like as good as it gets, it's just like a wet load, right?
You know what I mean?
Screen.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
Jack Nicholson's got a heart of gold.
You guys, you guys used to read Maddox?
Yeah, back when the ultimate page, yeah.
Yeah.
The best page in the universe?
Yeah.
What is it?
There's a guy who used to run a humor website called the ultimate page in the universe, and it had didn't have a bunch of mean reviews.
Yeah, well, he did, there was a lot of different kind of segment things, whatever you want to call them, but he did one was shitty children's artwork, and he would always critique him, and then he'd give him a grade, and it was always there was one I remember that sticks out. It was like a fire truck, and it looked like it had pubes on it and all this, and it was he said, "This is the first fire truck I had to shave before using," or something. And it was ding ding ding, here comes a shitmobile, and F, and stuff like that. So,
it is a funny sight.
Yeah, it's
funny. He wrote a book.
Yeah, I got the book also.
The Alphabet of Manliness.
Yeah.
That's a great book.
Well, I haven't seen him. I follow him on Facebook, and I haven't seen a lot posted recently. But the other day, I saw that he posted his review of Mad Max Fury Road, and he gave it 100 out of 5 stars. and he had a whole long review of it.
It was a great movie.
It's awesome,
right?
Yeah. Visually, it was just
Harry. Harry Knowles is the guy. He's a big fat fuck reviewer from Ain't It Cool News. He reviewed Grindhouse, and he said it's a shotgun blast full of hand jobs. I was like, damn, that's a review, boy. That's a good movie, that Grindhouse.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it in the theaters when it was all one thing?
I don't know.
That was the best, single best movie experience.
Back to back is like a 4.5 hours.
No, it was 3.5 hours. Then they did fake trailers up front, and then fucking Planet Terror, and then fake trailers in the middle, and then Death Proof. Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
That was
Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah, but that what was. Was it Machete or something?
One Machete, of
the,
yeah.
That was the fake trailer that turned into real
movie. And Hobo with a Shotgun, both of them. The Hobo with a Shotgun was only in Canada, but it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how the people love that fake trailer as much. They're like, all right, I guess we got to write this movie now.
And the best part about Machete is that they made the movie around the scenes in the trailer. Yeah. They were like, all right, we got to make this make sense.
And
they did a good job.
I haven't watched... the sequel. Have you guys watched
Machete Kills? Yeah. Hell yeah. I love it.
I haven't watched that one
yet. Absurd to the max. It's awesome.
Well, that's what makes those movies so great.
Over the top.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the same thing with Mad Max and the Expendables and stuff. I mean, they're just like ridiculous movies, but they're so much fun. You know? There's no real great story. It's just nonstop.
Which brings me back to San Andreas. Yeah. There's not a lot of fat on it, dude. It is just the fucking whole California is like just breaking apart, dude. And The Rock is just being strong. The whole movie. And Alexandra Daddario's in it. You know who that is? She's a fucking one of the hottest chicks alive. Her and Kate Upton, it's up there.
I just laugh when I see the trailer, seeing The Rock as a pilot and in the helicopter, and so it just that is funny to me.
Dude, there's a lot of ridiculous, stupid shit in it, but dude, this fucking the shit that's going on, you're like, holy fuck! In the whole movie, I'm just going, Jesus Christ, this movie's insane. It's a hoot, dude. Yeah. It's fucking awesome. I loved it every minute of it. That Rock, he could be in anything. I watch it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen The Tooth Fairy, but I think I'm going to watch it just because of how much I love San Andreas.
Did you guys catch that last Fast and the Furious?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty good.
I thought it was fucking awesome, man. When he jumps that goddamn car through the two buildings. I haven't laughed so hard in a movie. I love it. I love silly action, dude.
I love, there's that part, where Paul Walker's like running up the bus and then he grabs the bumper.
She does the fucking tailspin and he grabs on at the exact right time.
Perfect timing.
The best one was when the Rock fucking drives the goddamn thing off onto the drone at the exact moment that it's coming out with no prior knowledge of where it's gonna be. And he grabs it and then he rips the minigun off of it and just fucking ow. The Rock's an action figure in real life. It's awesome. He's a goddamn Superman.
That dude's jacked, too, man.
He is a fucking monster.
He's just a real strong guy.
Yeah, real strong.
And nice.
Yeah.
And funny.
Yeah.
Charming. Handsome. Big dick on him. I love The Rock. I love you. I love you, Rock. You watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Goddamn. Oof. That's maybe the best goddamn show I ever saw in my whole life.
Yeah.
That last episode they did, man, was fucking... Damn. Shit's titties.
Yeah.
I was by myself yelling it. I was like, no! What?
You guys gonna go see Jurassic World?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Opening day.
Can't wait. We're probably gonna go the night before.
Yeah, they've been doing this thing where they show Friday releases at Thursday at 7.
Right. Yeah, I saw that.
Because they're just like, we want a little bit more money.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, theaters are not, they're not doing so hot.
Yeah, well, no, I know.
That's why they're getting, why they're becoming a more personal experience, because they're like, well, it's a little more, but it's way nicer, dude. Yeah. Come on back to the theater.
Yeah. I'll be upset if movie theaters...
They'll never go out.
No, you don't know that, because the home theater and direct streaming... You see how The Interview released their movie and they made a ton of money.
Yeah, but it's not going to die, dude, because there's nothing better than seeing a fucking movie in a theater.
Yeah, but they used to have a thing.
Dude, it's an experience. You go in and you buy fucking popcorn.
Yeah, I know. It's a whole experience. They used to have a thing where you would go to a theater and you would see an adult film and you would masturbate discreetly.
They still have those.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Dude, in San Francisco, there's four within the same block.
No, they don't.
I've been looking all over for those.
They've turned them all into independent film houses, all right? The Tivoli used to be a whack-off theater. I'm just telling you that as time goes on, certain things pass, and movie theaters will go. It's all going to be about the home theater and direct streaming. You're going to buy because it's better money. They're just going to email you the brand new movie.
No, the reason that jack-off theaters don't exist anymore is because you used to have to go to a jack-off theater to watch a fucking porno.
And the reason movie theaters don't exist anymore is because you used to have to go to a movie theater.
That's not the same thing. You can't even close the same way, because if you have to choose between jacking off with 14 other creepy guys all wearing trench coats going,
fuck, I love this goddamn movie.
Those guys don't jack off all the time. Those same creepy guys still go to regular theaters, and I don't want to see them there.
And then you go, or you can go home and do whatever you want to your weird self in front of your computer. I can hang yourself, shove shit up your ass. I can really get into it, yank your balls you with a fucking vice or something. You know what I mean?
You couldn't.
But fucking in a jack-off theater, you can't choke yourself.
All I'm saying is that eventually movie theaters will go the way of jack-off action.
No, they will.
They will.
No, because nobody is ashamed to go to the movies. No. Nobody's like, oh man, really gotta fucking go to the
Okay, there are only two types of entertainment that will never go away. Live theater, Broadway, that'll always be around. Watching good actors perform real acting live, it's an experience, it's a thrill. You saw Book of Mormon, fuck you. It's fun to see a live play. You farty cum bubbles.
It's fun to see that live play. I love seeing a live theater.
Plays are outstanding.
I love to go to the
especially outdoor at the Muni when you get a bunch of mosquitoes and it's awful and it's not even fun.
I want to go to Shakespeare in the Park.
So live theater will still be around. Mm-hmm. And then there's another form of entertainment that you're probably not aware of. It's not a lot of places. I've only seen it once. And it was in Europe. It is a room you go in and it's a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a bunch of porter potties around this circle facing it. And you go in the booth, you go in and you lock the door. And you got a fuzzy glass window, and you put a quarter in there, and the glass clears up, and inside the center of the room is a girl masturbating. That will never go away.
That's
for the rest of time. That
all
place
that,
will be there
all
for the rest
that?
Of time. I'm just saying, no. The only
you
time
saw some, those words for that?
The only things that will survive, other than
is girls fucking themselves. In live theater.
Well, you're in
which
a
are one
potty.
In the same, really. They are one in the same.
I'm
just
saying.
One of them's behind glass.
When I went to that little room and I put in my 50 cents and the thing, it was this sad, ugly girl masturbating. I said, this will never go away. But here's the problem. You are in a circle and your glass clears up and you can peek in there and see this. It's just like a bed and a girl doing her thing and the bed spins so we all get a good view. And you only get about 2 minutes and you pump another quarter in there. The only problem is, if you look directly across from Morgan, there's a dude jacking off. And sometimes that dude looks right at you. And you go, stop it.
You come.
Can we both look
you
at the
come
girl?
Immediately.
And he's going, I'm just in here to look at you. Oh, that's the worst.
That was and he holds up a bag of change. I got it all day, baby.
He's got coffee, and he's cooking food. He's...
all day.
Oh man, that was the eighth worst nut of my life, you know.
Oh yeah.
Out of all of them, out of the 10 top nuts, dude, that was the eighth worst. This is the 10 best, and then there's the 15 worst, because there were 5 that were too good not to put on the top 10. Top, bottom 10.
Yep. That is correct.
Oh man. Come on, let's talk about dirty, gross stuff. Talk about that. Talk about buffalo panties.
Oh yeah, you ever heard that story?
I don't think so.
I was doing a lot of acid, so I was all fucked up all the time. You know what I mean? Sometimes when you're fucked up, you know what I mean. You just whatever happens happens. You know what I mean? And
it's done starting off good, but it gets bad.
There's this girl that hung around us who really wanted a piece of the old Chuck Meister, you know. And she was short and had hair all over her body and was rotund, a larger, broad. She was so short, fat, and covered in hair, like her legs, everything. She was like a fucking... women fucking are cool lady, you know? And she's gross or whatever, but she really wanted to get after it. And the guy that gave me acid all the time, he was like... dude, the best blowjob of all time is when you fucking come once and she smiles and just keeps going till you come again. And I was like, oh, okay, that sounds incredible, right? Like, you saw me acid, you know what's going on.
And he's getting sex advice from his acid.
Yeah,
as he do.
And so I'm all fucked up one day, and Buffalo Panties is lingering around, you know, grazing, eating oats or, you know, whatever buffalo eat. They're extinct, who knows. I'm like, hey, you wanna fucking come suck my dick? And she's like, yeah, okay, cool, sure. And she comes up and she gets down, and I put a pillow down because I'm a gentleman, and, you know, and I'm like, alright, here's what I want you to do. Finish, keep going till I'm ready to go again. She's like, okay, cool. And she's a trooper. And the gross ones usually are. And she's fucking going after her, and she gets the first one down. And I'm going, yeah, go, stinky, go. Yeah, go, grosso. And
grosso.
She's
grosso.
It's coming up on the second one, dude, and I feel it, man. It's like fucking Mount Vesuvius, man. I'm like, oh, this is going to be ridiculous. And I fucking push her away, and I piss on her. You know, I just piss all over her. It was like one quarter jizz, three quarters piss, but it was just all over. And she, and I'm like going, oh shit, I just pissed on her. And she goes, did you just pee on me? And I go, no, no. Normally, I'm a dribbler. I guess with two, I'm a shooter. And she bought it. You know what I mean? So it was killer. No buffalo panties.
That's not even
the
buffalo panties story I wanted him to tell.
It's a
this is a different one.
I'm leading up to it. So, like, she was real good at it. And after, you know, I pissed on her, I was like, I gotta throw this girl a bone. You know, like, I gotta go bite the bullet and have sex with this hairy kind of a man, you know? She's got big titties and a vagina, so that works. So, you know, fucking we'll make what happens then. And so I go to her dorm room this time, and I walk in, and she's like, do you have a condom? And I'm like, no, I hope you do. And she's like, I got plenty. And she pulls open her bottom drawer, and it is cartoonishly filled with condoms. Like, overflowing. Like, she had to stuff them in there to get them back and get it closed. And I was like, oh, that seems like a red flag if I've ever seen one. But I'm like, I'm already here, you know, who gives a shit?
Gas is $3 a gallon, you know.
We start off regular. The missionary, and it's just, I can't do it. I'm like, oof. And so she turns over, just this giant ass, and the odor that you wouldn't believe. But I just pressed on, and I made it happen, and I faked an orgasm like a girl. I was like, oh, I'm done. Oh, wow, that was great. I'm gonna leave. And somehow I got bumps on my dick from it. But they're gone now, and, you know, live in La Vida Loca.
Right? No, that is true. If it goes away, it's not an STD.
That's true.
If it comes back, it might be then, but whatever. But if it goes away, you're cured. Mm-hmm. Right? That's it.
And I've been tested.
Did you, you had to fake, like, you came, but you had no cum.
Yeah.
I did that once in my life.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's gross.
No, because...
It was one of the few times I had to think about baseball to keep an erection. You know what I mean?
That old gem.
Oh, Derek Jeter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, that 300% average.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, so that's Umsel.
Yeah.
You know, shit happens.
You ever had to fake an orgasm, Shane?
Nope.
You never?
No, I can't say that I have.
Yeah. It's not easy, dude.
Sometimes you just gotta get out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you get yourself into a situation, you're saying to yourself, Jesus Christ, I gotta stop eating acid every day. Right? And you gotta say, I can't. Don't look at the condom. It's gone. I don't know where it went. And your window was open. There was a breeze. And then put your clothes on and say, that was... See ya. That was something.
Yeah.
That happens.
So free money.
Free money with Frankie and Charlie. It's gonna be a hit.
So what? You're just gonna tell everybody how they can get free money, huh?
Yeah, it's that, and then a bunch of nonsense.
We do that like
for like 3 minutes.
Well, for 3 minutes, we tell you how to get free money
of the hour so, podcast.
Because a lot of people are gonna Google it.
Right, a bunch of Eastern Europeans.
Ooh, yeah, I'm thinking just some.
I want free
Indian
money.
Is like, ooh, free money. I think all of our listeners are
going to
be.
I go to Google, free money.
We're going to have a lot of third world people who just got the internet and they're going to go, free, oh yes, and they're going to listen.
And they go.
And they're going to get so mad.
They're going to say, why can't I watch this? I want to watch this audio. Because they don't understand
it's
the English.
Just the clicking buttons and stuff.
I can't see. I cannot see the words.
I Googled free money, and you know what came up is a bunch of banks saying we'll give you $25,000 loans. And of course, as the internet is where it is, I say, but there's no podcast here. And we need a podcast for everything.
Sure.
So we are doing the free money podcast. And it will be very popular because I'm telling you.
The name hasn't been taken, and it's a really popular search.
It is. So we're going to say, you know, hey, here's how you get free money.
That's
I'm not going to tell you. You got to listen.
See, he's the brains.
You
got
to listen. I'm keeping my cards close to the chest, not telling you how to get free money. If you listen to the podcast, you'll find out how to get free money. And then if you keep listening, of course, you're going to get more money. And then the wealth builds. And
then everybody has money.
We monetize the podcast, and then we make money.
It's about being a communist.
No, it has that. Remember, we're not.
Oh, we're not communists.
It's a pyramid scheme.
It's a pyramid.
Where if you get your friends to give us money,
it's a scheme of pyramids.
You get to keep listening to the podcast. So you say, hey,
you have to pay to listen to it, but not really.
At first you don't, but then you do.
The first taste is free.
Yes. And then you get addicted because we say, hey, give us $5. We'll teach you how to get 10. Okay, and then they give us $5. Mm-hmm. And we say, now you get 3 people to give you $5.
And then give us
and you get to keep 10 and you got to give us 5. And then that pyramid goes down, and it's a scheme where all these people are just
and then people
making
are
$5. They're making $5 for all this work, and we're getting free money.
Because we have slaves building pyramids.
So basically, this is a scam, and you're dumb to listen to us.
A podcast is a scam. And a computer virus.
Also, yes, we are trying to give our listeners computer viruses because we don't have a good podcast host server. So we're going to do a thing where, like, you get a bad virus when you listen to our podcast.
It's going to be cool.
And we're going to try to steal your money, which is, then that's more free money for us, but we don't tell you how to do that.
Yeah, the virus puts my pictures of my wiener all over your computer.
I
can't
did not
get rid
want
of
to do
them.
That.
He didn't want to. He fought me every step of the way, but I knocked him out, and I did it anyway.
This, I got to tell this, because this is a true story, and there are
this is true.
Charlie, and I'm not meaning to open in your closet,
no,
and I did
Jesus.
Too. We had
Here
a period
we
when we were younger where we both liked to steal, not from people, but from retail stores.
Faceless corporations.
Yes, people that rape the world for its resources.
Yes.
We would steal, not necessarily because we need stuff, because you get a rush when you steal, and it feels good.
It does feel good.
And it's free.
Walmart. It was free money.
We used to steal a lot of stuff.
It was literally
Charlie
free
was much better than I am.
I
Charlie
would steal
had balls.
Brand new video games, like $60 video games, sometimes
and,
two at a time.
And
then I would leave with them, and then we'd come back and then say, hey, I got these as a gift, and I already have this game. So is there any way I could get like a gift card? And they're like, yeah, sure. And you could only do it 3 times. So I would do my 3, and then Frank would do his 3, and
then
we'd scam somebody else to do their 3.
And we'd use the Walmart gift cards. To get Buffalo Wild Wing gift cards.
And
then we get Buffalo
cards.
Wild Wings, and we get gas, and we get free pitchers of beer, free Hot Wings, because we're thieves. And we're and you shouldn't listen to our podcast or support our lifestyle, because we're already bad people, and it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
But
I reformed, because I got caught.
He did get caught, and that scared me to stop stealing. But Charlie, one time, stole 2 500-gig hard drives, and he gave one to me, because I needed one. And he gave one to my friend Paloma, who is a female. Now, he gave me a normal hard drive.
A new one.
Now, he gave Paloma, who is just a lovely woman. Hi, Paloma.
Mexican.
I hope you listen to this someday. I hope you enjoy California.
She's a hottie.
Charlie, on her hard drive, put a picture of his penis. And then next to the picture of his penis was a picture of him giving the thumbs up wink. Like, what do you think of that, Sally? Huh? You want to try this one on for size? And his dick is miserably small.
It's not miserably small.
It's miserably small.
It's depressingly average.
It's this little white penis with a bright red tip that looks like it would be a mushroom.
It might not be mine, then.
It was worse than yours, then. But this poor girl could not for the life of her figure out how to delete it. So she got this free $50 hard drive. But every time she booted it up, she'd have to see his dick.
Oh, my best
his
one.
His smiling face.
My best one was on Black Friday. I stole a 3DS.
With a game, didn't you?
And a game.
And his pocket. They killed a 70-year-old man that year who wasn't stealing. And he looks like this with his fucking Wolverine. His Wolverine chops. I mean, like I said, we're reformed. We don't steal anymore.
Yeah,
a couple years ago, man, we used to get in competitions to see who could steal
Black Friday
more.
Was a competition.
We just see who could steal the most because we're just bad, shitty kids.
He got a couple of games.
What'd
you get?
Fucking 3DS, bitch. Dude, I got...
Oh, it was killer. It was fucking... What a rush, dude. Like, because the whole time you're opening up... You know,
and you're running out to your car, you're emptying your pockets, and there's thousands of people in Walmart, so nobody can see you on the camera. That's just a great, easy way to steal. Kids, if you want to get stealing Black
you
want to
steal, go on Black Friday.
But I got caught stealing... I got caught stealing, like, 2 days before Black Friday. I knew another cat who was a legendary thief. And I'm not going to mention his name, but it was Brett Tomier. But I'm not going to say that because, you know, he's a real guy. Mm. That guy was a legendary thief. He did it for fun. He never kept the stuff he stole. He'd steal it and then just get rid of it.
Robin Hood.
I'm sure he just would keep some of it, but he just liked knowing that he could get away with it.
I was also Robin Hood, like, in the sense that if my buddies wanted a game, but they didn't want to pay
for it,
he did
steal me a lot of games. That's why I said he was above me in the sense that he could get the plastic case off it. But my buddy Brett and I got in a stealing competition to see who could steal the most, and I got Brave, thinking I could steal season 3 of The Office and season 12 of South Park or whatever, like right after it came out. And I put them both in my, like behind my back and in my belt loop. And I walked out and the buzzer went off. Now, this is early in my stealing career. If the buzzer goes off, you just keep walking. You go in your car and you go home. The buzzer's just there to scare idiots. And they can find you and find out who you are, but you got to steal a lot for them to go to your house and arrest you. But the buzzer went off, and I freaked out so bad that I stopped, and this old woman looked at me, the greeter, and she goes, "What are you doing?" And I got rid of it. I was like, "Oh, my God, I got caught stealing." So I just pulled these things out of my bag, this huge stack of DVDs, and she picks them up, and she looks at me, this, like, 80-year-old woman, and she goes, "You stealing these?" And I went, "It's just Christmas, and I don't have any money to get my brother and sister a gift. And these are their favorite shows. I thought I could just take them and give." And I started crying a little bit. And the old woman goes, "Give them to me." And she takes them. She goes, "Just get out of here." And I go, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." And I left and I went, "Oh shit, oh my God, that was this close." I started fake crying. I'm the best actor I've ever seen in my life. I could have gotten an Academy Award for that.
I was real arrogant when I got caught. I was sitting in the fucking interrogation room waiting for the cops to show up. And he's like, "You feel good about what you did? And you know the cops are coming?" And you go, "Hey." And he goes, "Do you have anything to say for yourself?" And I go, "You caught me." He's like, "Yeah, I did." And then he didn't say anything else when the cop showed up. And I was chewing my fingernails. And he goes, "You nervous?" And I go, "Nah, I'm just bored." And then they took me to the Winslow jail. And I, that was hilarious. I took a picture. And it's just reflex. I took a picture. Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm sitting there and I had to I called my pops and he couldn't come up, and I had to call my mom. It was fucking brutal. But the week after, this kid that I worked with at the theater got busted for stealing at the same Walmart, and they were when they were checking him in, they're like, "Hey, do you want to see the best mugshot we've ever got here?" And they were like, yeah. And it was my picture. Going.
It was hilarious. They should have let you keep it.
I know. It's probably on that fucking dumb website. Isn't there some dumb website?
CaseNet or something?
Some shit. I don't know. There's some
website. No, if it's... Well, I mean, well, I guess you have to book you. It's on there somewhere. I got a good mud shot in Columbia.
My pops got reduced down to littering, which is among many other littering charges that I've had. I'm like the worst litterer in the state of Missouri. It's ridiculous. Quite the litter bug. Throwing trash all over.
Okay, just do your eggs.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm throwing in one bit. Just one.
Just do your set.
Just one bit. I'm just doing one bit. I went the whole time when I was doing it.
You were sitting on it. Okay, they got a joke.
Just one bit.
Because it's littering.
Give people a little taste.
I got... you know, this is a story I'm not going to share because I've done enough podcasts to know when to quit sharing. And I was just about to tell a terrible story about getting arrested for killing a bunch of kids. I'm not doing it though because I got acquitted.
Yeah,
thanks, man.
That's part two.
No, that is not that. It's part three.
That's the B side.
After I've coped with it, yeah, and made peace. So Shane, how are you?
I'm fantastic, man. This
podcast is becoming very big. You're doing a great job.
It's
expanding.
Yeah, I'm trying.
That's awesome.
I'm having fun. So I'm going to keep doing it.
Right. Awesome.
But anyway, Sunday was the 1 year party. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There you go.
We had
I guess our invitations got lost in the mail.
Hey. I didn't see it, man.
Yeah.
It happens. I'm sorry.
All right. It's just my dad runs a keg company and a stripper company. It's no big deal. I mean, it's
not, man, my dad is a stripper too.
his dad sucks. What were you saying, Frank? His dad sucks. All kinds of dick.
Yeah, we had a real good time though. It was fun.
Right on,
over at Steve's Hot Dogs, Tower Grove, had a bunch of live music. And
I do like a hot dog.
He's got some of the best, man. Some good dogs around.
We should get some. I had a hot dog for the first time. A gas station hot dog. I'm
Quick
still
Trip
here.
Hot dogs are killing.
I'm still here. No, dude, I went to those On the Run hot dogs. Mm-hmm. They got big, juicy dogs, but those buns, I go.
Dude, no. Quick Trip hot dog ain't nothing to fuck with.
Quick Trip hot dogs got the steamy buns. Oof. Fatty dogs.
We should
different
go.
Flavors.
I'm gonna give me a hot dog after this, boy.
Three hot dogs.
Hell yeah, give me a hot dog, boy.
Remind me before
else
we
you want to ask me.
No, nobody wants to. Charlie, what is your process like when you're depressed?
What is your favorite curse word?
Yes. What is your favorite curse word?
Shit. Taking shit.
Shit. Retard. Shit.
Shit and retards. That's my name of my album. I'm shitting retards over here.
Where were you? I know all of his questions. I've seen enough episodes.
Oh, yeah?
Where were you born?
He's seen my Behind the Actors studio.
What did your parents do to you as a child behind closed doors?
Order pizza. you know, make coffee and stuff like that. That's cool.
I don't know all his questions. Those are the only ones I know.
Yeah.
And your questions. Favorite curse word? Where were you born?
Right.
What did your parents do?
Shit. I'm taking shit. Just taking a shit.
When did you bust your first nut?
When I was taking my first shit. I came when I shit. I'm a shit comer.
I don't think we're going to be able to play this one at the elementary schools.
No. Oh, no, that's not true. We actually got a kids' show. It's called Frankie and Charlie Teach Your Kids About Who Not to Fuck. And it's like, you don't fuck the trash man, the milkman, because you're a kid. You should be fucking nobody. Right. But we go through all the jobs. The jobs of people you shouldn't fuck.
Hey, if you're a kid, don't fuck an artist.
You know? Dude.
Don't fuck a painter.
Yeah.
You know? Fuck a lawyer. Sure.
No, dude.
Fuck a doctor. Sure.
No, man.
Don't fuck a garbage.
Charlie,
man, or garbage. Don't want garbage.
They're gonna kick us out of another school if you keep saying some people are okay for kids to fuck.
Well, I'm a doctor, Malina, dude. Aren't
you? I thought you were my wingman.
What's that, Brad Bradshaw, the doctor lawyer?
Is that a doctor lawyer, dude?
Yeah.
Is there a real guy who's a doctor lawyer?
Yeah, he's Brad Bradshaw.
Brad awesome. Bradshaw, yeah. Doctor lawyer?
He sounds like the coolest guy of all time.
I'm pretty sure it's, he's done it all, man. Doctor, lawyer, whatever.
Captain, pilot.
Man, I thought his first name would be Ace. Doctor, lawyer.
Or Conan.
No, that's already a real name. I'm talking like Ace.
I'm not good with last names.
Oh, man.
No, I'm not welcome to elementary schools anymore.
No. See, I always thought it'd be fun to not record it, you know, because like, I kind of want to be like a vigilante. Not for real.
Vigilante.
Vigilante, whatever. You got all kinds
of. You want to change your name to Vigilante?
No, I'm just saying, I want to go, and I want you to do this because you got a better ugly face for this. And I say that with all the love in the world. But when you hear what I'm about to say, you say, yes, I've got the face to do
yes,
this.
I am the face
to
do
this. I want to go have you hide out at elementary schools and wait for the bully to come out and start bullying a kid, and then you come out as an adult man and kick the shit out of like a 6-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And that kid never fucks with another kid again.
Yeah.
Because the fucking...
Well, I'd have to explain to him what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're a shitty bully, and I know you got a crack dad, but don't you
stop
ever be
stop picking on that fucking kid.
Bam, and you just, dude, that kid doesn't say, and then that kid, that kid learns what it's like to get bullied, and so he goes, oh, I'm going to stop it. You stop bullying one ass whipping at a time.
Sounds like
but dude, after he's crying and he runs away, you sit next to him, and you fucking crack open a beer, you give him his first beer because he doesn't have a father figure,
and
you say, hey man, like, I get it, it's tough. I didn't have a lot of love growing up either. That's why I'm beating up kids at school.
That's why I beat you up.
But I just want to let you know, man, like, I love you, man. I want you to grow up to be a cool guy.
And I'm your new dad. You're my son now.
You're my new dad? Well, not really, but I am going to fuck your mom.
I am going to have sex with your mom. Is your actual dad alive or at home?
Do you have a key to your house? Are you old enough for that?
Hey, you want another beer, don't you?
Where's
your mom's leaf?
Steel Mill Reserve. He's got a nice metal taste. He'll help you grow up small.
Old steel.
Beating up kids, man. I just want to see you punch a little kid who's being shitty, you know?
Me too.
I just thought it'd be great, dude.
Yeah, it would be great. I'd have a GoPro on my fist.
Dude, I didn't get bullied because I was funny, but I saw a bully, and I'd love to have seen an adult man just come up with
like beat the shit out of him.
Little kids like, I'm just a kid, I shouldn't have to, and pow, right in the, and then
right
just,
the kissing.
Dude, the rest of that kid's school life, he has humility, he understands that there are people better than
he's
him.
He's always looking out for a grown man
who's
in a bush.
Trying to fuck his mom.
Beat the shit out of him, and then become his new dad.
Every time he smells natty light, he starts sweating.
Oh, shit.
Kid he sees pork chop sideburns, he's like, oh, Christ almighty. Gets a shiver up and down his spine. This might sound crazy, but a weird man beat me up as a kid. It was like 30.
I'm only 25.
Oh, you got attacked by a 30-year-old. Man, it was more of like a lesson that I learned.
I got attacked by a lesson.
How about you, sideburns? I'd rather have a beer.
When you teach the kid his lesson, you get some of those adhesive sideburns, you put them on him, and you go, now you're just cool like me.
There you go, buddy.
Here's a fake ID. Go get some titties rubbed in your face.
Come on now, boy. You're my son now.
Yep. You're my boy.
Make me proud, son.
Yeah.
Go bully that kid the right way.
Yeah, dude. But then, no, you know what might happen, though? Is if you bully the kid and teach the bully a lesson, the kid who should have gotten bullied will grow up to be a kid who never got bullied.
And he'll be a tyrant.
Yeah. Because he'll never have his power checked. You actually should probably beat up every kid.
I'll beat up all kids.
You should beat up all the kids.
I'll beat up every child.
For a level playing field, so everyone has the same psychological damage.
You know what I should do? I should beat up everybody. I should beat up every single person on the planet.
To teach lessons.
To show them.
Yeah.
That you can get beat up.
Throw that head on the ground, put your boots up, and tell everybody it's time to get put in place.
Piece of shit. I'm gonna fight you.
Why?
Shut up, bitch. Losers, because everybody is lower than me, because you're gay. And I'm not. Bang.
I'm just hitting people saying, I love you, Dad. It was off the rails, man. I'm sorry.
It happens.
But I just look at him, dude. That's the guy who would hit a kid.
I would beat up children and be reveled for.
Teach him how to steal. You beat up a kid and teach him how to steal.
Here's a cigarette. Follow me.
And then 5 years later, you've got this ruffian, and he's like, "Ah, oh, what now, weird dad?" And you go, "Now we do an open mic.
Come on, boy."
You teach him how to be a comedian.
He's the mic stand. He just stands there and holds mic.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, our podcast is going to be awful. Cause it's...
That's basically what ours is.
Yeah.
Is that?
It's plans on the future.
And then we clap for ourselves.
We do. We do stop and applaud ourselves. If a good point is made, we will let ourselves know we did good.
Yeah.
You guys, you got any crazy stories from the stage, from open mics or any of that stuff?
The best, my favorite one is the, what's his name? The guy who yelled at the audience member. And Matt goes... No, he's a big guy. Who was that guy? Jimmy Schubert. You know Jimmy Schubert?
Yeah.
So, there was this comedian named Jimmy Schubert.
It's the Midnight Show.
Yeah, Jimmy Schubert was a guy that ran around with Sam Kinison's crowd a lot, so he was kind of in that school of, like, hard party and hard drinking. But he didn't die like Sam. So he's like a 65-year-old insane drunk man who just is still a crazy person.
Right.
And we booked him because he's not expensive. And this is, but he had a bit of a resurgence.
He's not so real funny.
He is a funny guy. I'm not saying he's not a funny guy, but he is crazy.
He's on Last Comic Standing.
Yeah, that he had a little bit of a resurgence in his career because he got round two of Last Comic Standing. But he drinks heavy, slamming booze, and like he'd go to the bar. Funny Bone, he'd take a couple shots, then he'd go to Train Wreck and take a couple shots because they wouldn't serve him the what he wanted. So by the Midnight Show, he is loaded. And when he does a set, he's like a big, loud, abrasive guy. You know, I'm sick of this shit. And the Midnight Show, it's clear he's drunk. And this young kid, he must have been like 19, he says something. And it wasn't even like real heckle. It wasn't even like a... But Jimmy Schubert stops his act. He looks over at the kid. He goes, "Yeah? Well, what, you're funny? You got something funny to say?
Tell a fucking joke."
Tell a fucking joke then, funny, huh? And he gets off the stage and he walks over to this kid and he puts his hand on his shoulder and puts the mic in his face. He screams. He goes, "Tell a fucking joke, huh?" And then he leans his chair back and he goes, "I said tell a fucking joke.
Tell a fucking joke."
And then I run back to go tell the manager of the funny this. I go, "Jimmy Schubert and a fan are about to fight. Like, this big drunk adult comedian's about to kick the ass of this 16-year-old kid. Well, what are we going to do?" And Matt goes, "Jimmy's a big guy. He'll be all right." Like, Jimmy's not the one I'm worried about. He's going to kill a kid. He just kept screaming at the kid, and the kid just was like, "Nope, I'm done." And Jimmy walked away, and the kid left. He's like, I will not die.
Yeah.
That's probably the craziest thing I've seen happen.
Yeah. Sounds pretty intense.
It's the most intense thing I've ever seen. That was the most I've ever seen a comedian overreact. Just
Frank had
Corey Holcomb.
Frank had a lady who was all fucked up on meth come up on stage.
Oh, I got pictures of that.
Yeah. He was... I don't even know what he said, but she's like...
She was up for like 15 minutes.
Motherfucking beat the shit out of it.
got up on stage and like got up in his face or whatever. He made a real funny Snapchat or whatever it was.
Oh yeah, she got on stage and I was, you know, because I'm there's no door guys at Valley Park that are gonna save my life.
Mm-hmm.
So she got up there and I just started. I did this. I go, how about this? I'm doing my set. I got a microphone in my hand and then this drunk, messed up woman's on there. So I pull up my phone.
Is that the video. Is that the same one with a Steve Poggi?
Yeah, Steve filmed a bunch of it.
Which I don't know why he did that, because that doesn't need to be relived. But I do have a picture of it somewhere. This woman stayed on stage for a while. She even pulled the hat off my head. Look at this. Do you see this?
Yeah.
And I'm on my phone, and look at this. Took the hat right off my head. And she smelled like good meth. I've never done it, but I guess that's what good meth smells like.
I was listening to this Road Stories podcast, yeah, and they had Al Madrigal on.
Yeah.
And Al was telling a story about some of his stuff, and then there was one that made me laugh where he went to this like club, and then I guess he got seated, and he said he, you know, made it like this big scene, like taking his jacket off and setting it on the chair, and that you know, then they're like halfway through the show, they just like getting up and taking off, and then the guy's like says something, you know, about, oh, where are you going? And he's like, well, this isn't the level of comedy I expected of this place and stuff. And he's like, well, you think you're funnier or something? And then he proceeds to go on stage and does his 25 minutes and like, you know,
crushes
on stage. Mm-hmm. And like, I was like, that's pretty good little routine. Like, yeah, just come out of the audience and do that, but.
Funny.
Yeah.
Dude, I had Pete Wentz of Fall Out Boy stop a concert to yell at me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm serious. He stopped the concert and he yelled at me. I got a...
What are you doing at a Fall Out Boy show?
Here's what it was.
He was not Davis, dude.
Yeah.
He was real into Fall Out Boy.
His name was fucking Long Dong, and I thought, they can't go wrong with a Long Dong. No. My cousin had gotten free tickets in the pit. And he had four of them. It was two pit tickets or two shitty seats, but you got to meet the band. So my cousin and her friend were like, we'd rather meet the band than the shitty seats. I said, I don't want anything to do with this, guys. But anytime I get a chance to see a concert in the front row, I always like to go, just to really feel it out. And Travis Barker's new shitty band was playing, and I thought it'd be cool to see
him. The Transplants.
Yeah, his drum solo, and he smoked a fat doobie while he did his drum solo. It was in the front row. It was very cool. They opened. And Fall Out Boy gets out there, and I am a musical genius. Not a musical genius musician, but my brain knows what good music sounds like. That's why I like Fish. Proof positive. So I'm watching the Fall Out Boy show, and I'm in the pit, and it's just me and a bunch of 12-year-old girls with their dads in sweater vests, because these are the expensive seats, and all these dads, it was like they got their daughters on there, and they're looking around like, oh, there's a lot of poor people here. Oh, I don't like any of this.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the Fall Out Boy show, and it's just bad, and they're just not. They're just...
That's your
and
pit.
I'm sitting there with
That's
my...
their hits on.
And I'm sitting there with my arms crossed, right two people behind Pete Wentz. And he keeps making eye contact with me, because I'm looking at him like, you are insulting people who have played guitars. And he's playing a bass guitar. I see, you are an insult to music. This is pitiful, and I'm not buying it, and I think you're an asshole. And he looks at me, and he's like, there's probably like 10 songs in. He stops, and he goes, this dude in the front row's not having any fun. And he looks at me, and he goes, you see all those people behind you? He goes, they'd kill to have your seat. And then they started their next song, which was as bad as any of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But then I kept looking, and I said, yeah, keep trying, buddy. But I could see I ruined his day.
Good for you, Frank.
And when Pete Wentz listens to this, it was me.
Yeah, take that, Fallout, bitch.
2007, that was me who ruined your show, shattered your ego.
Yeah, you stupid dickhead, Pete Wentz.
Well, you
come
know,
to Missouri, I'll fight you.
In Paul's defense, it probably happens nightly, though, so, like...
Who?
Or Pete's defense.
I bet.
No,
it's a pitiful show. Yeah. It's a pitiful show. But you gotta think, like I said, I'm there with a bunch of young girls. You know, I don't
and young girls don't know anything that's good.
They're just jumping around.
They just
dad,
like things.
There was one... There was one other dude in the audience who was in my situation. We were like 10 people away from each other, but we kept looking at each other and doing that whole, you believe this asshole? Like, in the shitty, and he's looking at me like, yeah, this is shit. How did we find ourselves here? I wish. But we keep looking at each other, and so I'm finished. I'm like, I'm gonna get stoned because this is just awesome.
Yeah.
So I get behind this big, fat dad who looks like what's the diabetes guy?
Wilford Brimley.
Looks just like him. And he's got his hands on his daughter's shoulder, and he looks like a rich dude who's just looking around going like, oh, Lord, this is just a mess. Oh, mm-hmm. It's a terrible 12th birthday for my little girl. And she's jumping up and down, and he's got his hands on her shoulders being real protective. But he's a big, dumb, fat guy. So I just squat down behind him, and I start smoking a bowl. And I exhale the smoke right up above his head, and once he smells it, he goes, oh, and now they're doing drugs at this concert, too. And he just had this fucking meltdown freak out where he's like, oh, God, oh, and the music is, ugh. And I thought that was the funniest thing.
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard. I said, I ruined Pete Wentz's day, and I ruined the guy who owns Mockins Toyota. Whoever that guy is.
Don Mockins.
I ruined his night too.
Yeah, fuck Don Mockins.
That was the worst concert I've ever been to.
Hey, come to Missouri, I'll fucking fight you.
Charlie should fight Don Mockins.
I'd fight anybody named Don.
Not Don Baker.
No, I wouldn't fight Don Baker.
Because he would do a shot of turkey and then shoot you.
That's true.
Yes.
Do a shot of me.
No. What was the worst concert? You go to a ton of live shows. What's the worst thing you've ever seen live? Besides Charlie. No, I'm being serious. That was his answer last time I was here.
What? Shoot, I don't even know, man. It put me on the spot. One, it wasn't like bad. It was just bad timing, I guess. I went to see, because I thought of it the other night, I went to see Kenny Wayne Shepherd at Lumiere.
Yeah.
Might have been the last time I was at that place before.
Norm was it the McDonald. Same room Norm was in?
Yeah. So I saw Kenny Wayne Shepherd there with Robert Cray. And Kenny Wayne opened for Robert. And when Kenny left the stage, you know, like everybody's on their feet, dancing, having a party. And, you know, I'm like, this is the best show. And then Robert Cray comes out. And he's a totally different style than Kenny. He's a lot more mellow. Mm-hmm. And you know, sound great, but, like, it just... I'm, like, the whole time I'm, like, nodding off. Like, I'm like, oh, man, this, you know, I'm falling asleep.
You can't start here. Off so hot and right. Cool off.
Yeah, I was just like, this. If it was the other way around, like,
good or, best show
or have
time.
Kenny play his slow ones or something like that. Yeah, but yeah. But Kenny left the stage and, you know, everybody's, you know, ready to party and, yeah. So anyway, that's one of the only concerts I've like left early. Like, I left early too for I saw Real Big Fish and Newfound Glory.
They're not.
Yeah, and I left early. I watched Real Big Fish opened up, and well, actually Authority Zero opened up the show, and then it was Real Big Fish, and then I left early for Newfound Glory.
Thank God.
Yeah.
The worst show I ever saw was the All American Rejects at Warped Tour or something.
Yeah.
They were like, you guys fucking ready to fucking get your ears fucked with fucking kick ass tunes? And then swing, swing, swing from the tables of my eyes. I was like, who are you fucking with this song?
It's getting a terrible song.
He's getting fucked by this.
That's when you know you're at a rock show, though. It's like, every sentence has to have fucking somewhere in it. Like, it just...
Oh, I love the word.
Corey Taylor of Slipknot does it. He did it too much. Like, I cuss all the time because I'm stupid. And, but he was like, it's so ridiculous. The Slipknot show is just right. Like, motherfucking this, fucking cock, fucking shit, fucking this, fucking this, fucking got fucking gotta get a fucking got fucking fuck this, fuck. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
You're taking it too far. I'm offended.
I saw Slipknot once on an Ozfest show, and I remember when they like hit the stage, and I was in the lawn, and everybody took whatever they had in their hand, beer, cup, whatever, and everything went up in the air, and like I took a picture of it because it looked like it was just raining.
Raining beer.
Yeah, I was like, but it was one of the craziest experiences. And then, like, the whole lawn turned into, like, a circle pit.
Uh-huh.
And,
yep. And same thing here when I saw Liam, I got.
Yeah. It was, that was a wild show.
Yeah.
One of my favorite experiences, I saw Kenny, or not, I already told that story. I saw Korn on the Mayhem thing with when they were touring with Rob Zombie, and Jonathan Davis brought out the bagpipes.
Oh yeah,
and it was like this massive like downpour, and I'm like just on the edge of the awning at Riverport there, or Verizon, or Hollywood.
I hate that venue. It's so bad.
Riverport.
Yeah, but I was right there, and then like so the whole lawn is just everybody just drenched, and it was really just a cool moment because we're all sitting here covered in mud and rainwater and everything else and drunk, and Jonathan Davis is up there doing his bagpipe solo, and like it was just a really a cool moment, like it was kind of like obviously one doesn't compare to it, but it was kind of like my Woodstock kind of moment, where everybody's, like I said,
in unison, feeling.
Right.
Dude, yeah. That feeling is the best feeling in the world when you're at a show and it all just kind of comes together and everyone's on the same page. It's beautiful.
Sure.
That's why we go to fish shows.
Yeah. That's because it's the best show of all time. That Paul McCartney show was good, though.
That was really good.
That was close.
Yeah.
Saw Paul McCartney at Bonnaroo in 2013.
Like, 8 rows back.
Yeah, we were close.
Because they sat there for like 4 hours before,
It's the only year Bonnaroo sold out, to my knowledge. And so about 85,000 people, and we're real close to the stage. And Paul comes out and plays Beatles songs, and people start crying and hugging. And at one point I was like, this might be world peace. Like, it might start here at this farm in Tennessee and just bleed out. People keep singing these songs, and then the world is going to be like, you know what? I love you. Everybody's going to go, you know what? I love you.
But then they go, wait, are you a Jew? Ah! And they feel each other, because that world John is Lennon's crazy. Dead. That is true. John Lennon is dead.
You remember when you were in the Beatles?
that was awesome.
Do you like would have forgotten?
You remember when everybody was saying if you play that song backwards, you play Every Road backwards, it would say Paul is dead. Paul is dead. That was a hoax, right? Yeah, I'm not really dead.
Oh man.
That is a good conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Have you ever looked into that conspiracy theory?
What? No. That Paul's dead?
No.
I mean, there's a lot of that like stuff. I don't know. There's.
We're not talking about it, but I'm just telling you that Paul's dead.
I'm just telling you it's out there. The truth is there if you look.
If you read all the Beatles books backwards, it says
nothing. Gibberish. Nonsense.
Which Paul always said, dude, if my books are gibberish backwards, I'm dead.
Oh, fuck.
I knew it. The proof is in the pudding, dude. Paul's favorite food. Another coincidence. Yep. Truth is that exploding. Yep. He died the year Freebird came out. Another coincidence. And here you are poo-pooing my conspiracy theories. I just gave you conspiracy facts.
Before I went to that Norm McDonald show this weekend, I was sitting down there hanging around, and I stopped into the Big Daddy's on the landing there, and I was listening to this guy play for a little while. And this girl comes up, and she requested Freebird to him, which is, I know, is requested all the time.
It's the worst request.
Yeah, and wasn't it? So he's like, I don't think I can do that one. And then she kind of like goes, and she comes back, and she goes, how about, give me 3 steps? Could you do that one? And he's like, all right, yeah, I could probably give you a little bit of that. And, but then she proceeds to tell the story of why she wanted Freebird. Was her husband or whatever, boyfriend or whatever, his dad just passed that week or something, and they were out, and that was like the song they played at his funeral was Freebird. And And I was like,
kick-ass funeral.
I was like, okay, first, if I was out, like, you know, trying to have fun, like, I wouldn't want to hear the song that was played at my dad's funeral.
Yeah, right.
And, like,
yeah.
You know, I don't know.
And
like,
don't have it be Freebird.
Yeah. I don't know why she thought that was a good idea. Like, that. Yeah, he'll love this. You know, go ahead and play Freebird for him. And
what a goof.
Shane, what song do you want them to play at your funeral next week? I'm kidding. But what song do you want them to play at your funeral? What's your one song you want to get sent out to? I already know Charlie's choice.
Oh, yeah?
Raining Blood.
No, it's not true.
It is, Slayer.
It is actually Yakety Sax.
You want to be brought out in 2x speed motion and they drop your casket and they all shuffle around it and they put you back in?
I fall out of the closet.
And then they get all the dirt on the hole and look over and the casket's over there. I don't know. He means that too. He would have Yakety Sax. His mom's gonna be so upset.
She's gonna be bummed out. She's gonna be bummed out.
Nobody took my son seriously.
Not even in death. One serious thing, though, if I can say one thing, I'm doing the open jam on Thursdays at Backstreet next to the Funny Bone.
Yeah, I saw that last week.
Yeah, it's not this week because they're doing some bullshit, but the week after that, every week after that, I'm doing the open jam.
How'd you play
an instrument, come on up.
How'd you get in doing that?
I just said, hey, why doesn't Buffalo Bob do it anymore? And they're like, because they were paying him money. And he was drinking 32 free Bud Lights, and it wasn't profitable. And I was like, well, I'll do it for fucking 4 free cocktails. And they're like, sold. Because it's a great room. There's no reason for there not to be something over there. And the open jam's a fun time.
Yeah.
It was just dominated by an old bitch who wouldn't let anybody play until late and make you buy drinks.
So you play it all, or?
I play drums. I bring up the drums, and I have 2 little amps that I'm borrowing from John Vinigoni. Good guy. But yeah, if you play an instrument, you play drums, you play guitar, you play bass, you sing, you play saxophone, you got a fucking microphone, keyboards, plug in the fucking PA system, whatever you got, whatever you want to play, no restrictions.
No
kazoo?
Kazoos.
Fuck it.
No kazoos, no recorders.
No recorders, that is the one. Yeah. But yeah, it's whatever you want, man.
I play a mean hot cross buns, man. I tell you.
Hey, I can play fucking. I can play a really sick ass metal version of hot cross buns.
Dude, I know the first.
Yeah, every Thursday, 9 o'clock. If you play an instrument, come on and play.
You guys involved with the comedy competition at all? Or
I've hosted a couple weeks. Yeah. Hopefully, I'm going to host a couple more.
And I'm not allowed to enter because it wouldn't be a contest, though.
Sure. Yeah.
No, he didn't enter because he's a lazy bitch.
Yeah, that's a lot to do with
who doesn't go out to a lot of comedy anymore.
But I do have a sponsorship and I have a plug. I'm very sponsored as an athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sponsored by Weed Eats.
No, that actually has something to do with weed.
Not Wheaties, Weedies. It's a cereal made out of weed.
Are we all doing our plugs?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to do my plug.
Yeah.
Let me just. Because I got to do my salesman voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead and.
This episode, I only know how to do it, saying this episode, because it's my sponsored for my podcast, so I can only...
A preview of Free Money. Here we go.
This episode of Free Money is brought to you by 420 Goodie Box. What is 420 Goodie Box? 420 Goodie Box is a monthly subscription box service sending you the finest in pipes, papers, smoking gear, and munchies. If you like living the 420 lifestyle, you will positively love 420 Goodie Box. Sign up today at 420goodiebox.com. Mention Chubb in the coupon code, that's CHUBB in the coupon code, for a super dank discount on your subscription. That's 420goodiebox.com. That's our
sponsor for Free Money.
I like that he like blacked out and went into character. Like,
well, I can't do it otherwise.
Like his eyes rolled back in his head. What?
Because it's like a thing that I do where I say, oh, now it is time to sell stuff. And the voice changes.
Frank's on Twitter at Frankie Chubb. I'm on Twitter at Charlie Winfrey. And that's about all I care about.
Yeah. There's, and your dick's on Instagram somewhere if you guys want to see that dick.
It was on Twitter for a long time because I made this Fat Girl Real Man. But, you know, she took it down and she talks to me now. So,
yeah. That's life.
That's life. That old story.
Yeah, that old tale.
That old tale.
The old Twitter cock story.
Boy meets girl.
All the guys know it out there.
Girl puts Twitter dick out there.
Puts dick on Twitter.
Boy gets free cock advertisement.
That's right. Fucking brought in a lot of new customers.
business is a booming. And that's just not, that's not a lie.
We're in Nazi killing business. Cousin, business is a booming.
What a great flick.
It's a great movie. It's on Netflix now. As well as Mortal Kombat. Watch Mortal Kombat today. What a fucking awful great movie.
Yeah. The original?
Yeah. It's terrible, but it's awesome.
So what's worse though, the Mortal Kombat movie or the Street Fighter movie?
Street Fighter movie.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad.
For sure. Mortal Kombat at least, you know, kind of had an idea of what was going on.
Did you you guys ever catch that really dark
the internet trailer? Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fucking like, great.
Why didn't that never get picked up in like a major release? I think they put in like some kind of like 10-part mini series or some kind of thing online or whatever. But
yeah, you can find it online. It's awesome.
But yeah, the
they also did a real dark Power Rangers thing. That was super dope too.
Hopefully that comes out.
That'd be cool. That.
I would watch
James Vanderbeek.
Yeah. You watched Power Rangers as a kid?
Yeah.
Go, go, Power Rangers. You must have watched Power Rangers. All the cool kids did. Remember
it was cool.
Parents were like, we gotta get this show off the TV. Because some young kids killed a little girl on a playground playing Power Rangers.
No.
That happened. So a little couple boys were playing Power Rangers. They killed a little girl during recess.
Did they have swords?
No. They just beat her up, like pushed her off the thing and kept kicking her. And they went to a school where there's no teachers or staff, so they finished killing her. My mom says, you can't watch Power Rangers because little boys killed a girl. And my argument was, first of all,
I didn't.
We don't know if that little girl wasn't a part of the putties.
She might have been a bad guy.
Yeah.
The Power Rangers don't kill little girls. They kill bad guys.
That's true.
That little girl was a bad guy.
That's true. The whole, Eminem, Marilyn Manson, Beavis and Butthead. The whole time growing up. That's
Doom.
I was like, you can't listen to Eminem. It's,
I always thought it was funny that they said that Doom is the reason those Columbine kids kill people. I was like, were there demons in the school? Were there fucking undead soldiers in the school? Then the game had nothing to do with it.
Sure. Yeah. Well,
they were playing that Postal game. You ever heard of that? Postal? Uh-uh. It's some fucking game that some dummy made where you can literally do anything. Like, you can set the mailman on fire and then piss him out. Literally pull out your dick and piss out the fire. My. And, like, shoot dogs and fucking stab kids. Literally anything you want to do as long as it's fucked up.
Right.
You can do it. Like, you can puke on people and just throw shit at them and stuff.
Sound like a good plug.
Yeah, Uwe Boll. You know who Uwe Boll is? He makes all those shitty movies. He made a Postal movie.
Yeah.
It's stupid as fuck. Awful.
I was going to say, regardless of your opinion of it, but Michael Moore made that Bowling for Columbine, and that was his whole argument was like whether they went bowling before they went there or something like that, and and like, why don't we blame bowling for them doing it? And that was that whole thing. It's like, it's people are messed up, man.
That's true.
It's not Power Rangers. It's not
Doom.
Postal.
It's parents. It's bad parents.
Some kids are just born evil.
No. Yeah.
You ever seen The Omen?
Or The Good Son? The Good Son?
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
That is a very good movie. Or The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Sometimes it's The Babysitter.
Yeah.
But a lot of this, you can be genetically have some type of mental disorder where you have to kill people. But a lot of it's just bad parents. Parents are worse than they've ever been.
Yeah.
New generation of parents. Like, I'm a dad and I've never even met my kids. Charlie's
I killed most of mine.
He just...
With my bare hands. In a fight.
Yeah.
I said, listen. Listen here, boy. You're 2 years old. It's time to fight your old man.
You think you're bigger than me?
You think you're a badass? I hear you talking shit and I beat him to death. I had to. He was challenging my throne.
Your toilet, you keep calling your throat. You got two candles on the back.
Damn right I do, and a bunch of swords behind
it. No, but I'd like, on a serious note, parents are very bad
today. Yeah. Also, on a serious note, watch Game of Thrones. Yeah. Real dope show. And come to the open jam on Thursdays at Backstreet and listen to Free Money with Frankie and Charlie. We're dropping the first one soon. It's like a poop. We're going to drop it.
That's true. The first one is coming.
Where are you guys gonna get it up on iTunes or what?
Well, yeah, it's just Free Money with Frankie Chubb and Charlie went free.
We got one of them wacky accounts to put a shit on something.
The Libsyn, is that what it is?
Yeah,
we got an account on there.
Liberated Syndication,
and we are going to put it out there. And here's the thing: people are going to listen to it, and they're going to stop very early on because it's not very good. But the people who do listen the whole way and they fight, they will make free money. And
that's
I guarantee.
It.
And if you don't make free money, you get your money back.
That is correct. 100% true.
If you listen to our podcast and you don't get money, you get your money back.
It's a guarantee.
It's a promise.
Yep. Sounds like a deal to me.
It is also like $35 to listen to an episode one time.
$35 a day.
$35 a play.
But you can only listen to half the podcast a day.
Yes. So we're getting $70 for the first half. So we're like making retirement plans now, because if it goes the way I'm planning, we're gonna make a lot.
If we just had 500 people do this, $70. That's I don't even know how much money that is, but it's probably close to a billion.
It's revolutionary in the sense that it is the only podcast you have to pay for every day, even when you don't listen. It is a reoccurring daily charge, and you also get charged more if you don't listen. So you are gonna save money by listening. Because it costs you more to not listen.
Remember how I said we were putting a computer virus? That gives us your credit card information.
No, that's on top of the money they pay willingly.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
none of that thing is I said.
And then when you look at your bill, because nobody looks at their credit card statements anymore, they go, oh, Frankie fee. And they just keep scrolling.
I'm a joker. I didn't mean what I said.
All right, guys. I think...
we've reached our the end of our rope.
I had fun.
Yeah,
I had a good.
I had a good time. This is, you guys are silly.
Oh yeah,
everybody's got to be something.
Yep. Everybody's got something. That's my new character I'm working on.
Mumbles Joe.
Old wisdom. So taking it up to a step at a time.
The player.
Yeah, sometimes phone ring or something.
Oh, watch our videos online.
Oh, yeah, we have videos from
years
ago. We
have a bunch of videos. We got the Brooklyn guys, and then if you just look up the Brooklyn guys, you can find everything else we've done.
Yes, and just give us free money.
Yeah. Give us free money, watch our shit, listen to our shit, don't step in shit.
I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
Shit show.
Shit is shit, which is shitty shit.
I can't believe this shit.
Taking shit.
Shit, I like my keys in my car. That's it, man. We got it.
Yep, that's it.
What was that, 20 minutes?
Yeah. Beautiful. Nailed it.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Frank.
No, thank me.
I did.
Okay.
It's a wrap.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.